What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about this huge bust down at the border of fentanyl. It was a huge amount of this synthetic opioid. And the corporate media is framing it in terms of the number of people it could kill if it was abused. But you're absolutely right. Everybody who's in favor of open borders, they're contributing to this problem.
Well, absolutely, Michael. And I'd like to know, Michael, this. How come the RNC is not running ads like this against these Democrats to expose them? And how can people still keep voting for Pelosi and Schumer? I understand, but Pelosi, I mean, there's 80,000 homeless in San Francisco, needles everywhere, and they still vote for this woman to be a congresswoman and speaker of the House on top of it? It's almost absurd to me, and I don't believe what's happened in the United States as far as the drug crisis, and it's just amazing to me, Michael, that nothing's being done. It just keeps flooding the country, more illegals, more drugs, nothing's being done. And then you got, on top of that, Michael, you got this thing with Roger Stone, how they treated him. I honestly believe that Roger Stone is going to be the linchpin that's going to take Mueller down. I think the pin's going to be pulled on Mueller because of Stone, because I don't think Roger Stone did anything bad at all. And I'm wondering myself, how did this guy Mueller make so much money off of Boeing? I think it was Boeing, or what was it? He made like $40 million off of Boeing, I believe it was.
Something like that. Absolutely.
What did he do to make so much money?
As far as Pelosi is concerned, I mean, we know that election fraud is rampant in this country. And, you know, I remember back when John McCain was still with us, and he kept getting reelected and reelected and reelected. And I had friends in Arizona who kept saying, nobody we know has voted for this guy. We don't understand how he's winning his elections. But we know election fraud is rampant in this country. I mean, Pelosi is a wreck. She had a press conference yesterday where she's stumbling over her words, you know, and just clearly not in possession of all of her faculties.
Well, Michael, her face is so stretched out. She's a bumbling idiot, if you ask me. I can bring the fact up to what you're saying. I have a brother. I have family members in Arizona. I have a lot of family out in Arizona, and none of them voted for McCain. And my brother would tell me, I don't know, how is this guy getting elected? Because everybody he was knowing and talking to on the golf course and all that, they say nobody is voting for McCain. So how is this guy getting elected all the time? Lame brain. I don't understand it.
And
then
election
you have
fraud.
Meghan McCain crying like he's the greatest thing in the world. You know, but no, your dad wasn't the greatest thing in the world. You know, Meghan McCain's out there whining. Look at the things he did with the health care and all that. Come on, the guy he's a total rhino, Michael, and you know that. We know that.
Yeah.
We all know he's a rhino. But getting back to Pelosi, despite a mere fact, Michael, that she's not going to even, she told Donald Trump she would know, maybe she'd think about giving him a dollar for the wall. In the meantime, you had Kate Steinle murdered in that state. You had all these four Americans that's murdered in Reno, and that this woman doesn't want to help Trump defend our border. She should be put in jail and locked up and throwing the keys to her away. She's a bigger criminal than the criminals.
Well,
getting away with here, Michael.
The Democrats are depending on the illegal immigrant vote. I mean, this
Absolutely.
Thing down in Texas, the current estimate now is that 900,000 illegal immigrants just in Texas alone voted in the midterms.
900,000?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I thought it was 58,000. I heard 58,000.
No, the numbers keep going up. They're finding that this is a huge, huge problem.
Well, I can tell you, Michael, here in Florida is the same problem. We got illegal voters in Florida. They don't talk about it. Like when the Broward County thing was going on with that Brenda Snipes, that was a disgrace. What Broward happened to Broward, thank God DeSantis got in there and he sprayed that nightmare out. But, I mean, you know, these liberal Democrats, they're just trying to turn look what they're doing now with the abortion. I mean, you know, a woman can have an abortion at 8 months? What is that? And that's what they're
Nine months. 9 months. They're pushing it to 9 months. You know, look at Virginia, that they can abort the baby after birth. Now, to me, that's murder and infanticide. And,
absolutely.
You know, apparently when the governor was on the radio, trying to justify this legislation. He basically admitted that, yeah, they're looking at opportunities for harvesting organs.
Well, Michael, one more story, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. Did you see what happened with California, the Chinese? They busted 20 people, and the women are coming over like crazy, dropping babies?
Yep.
You saw that story? Well, I think it's a lot more than 20. It's more like maybe 20,000 could keep coming here every year having kids. And then why are they actually doing that? I forgot why they're doing that. They're to have the kids become citizens or something, and then they bring the whole chain migration in here or something?
Well, because of the way the laws are currently written, if a baby is born in this country, it's automatically a U.S. citizen. That has to stop. And so all of these illegal immigrants, they're coming on over here. They pop out an anchor baby. That's what they call them. And then they say, we have to stay. My baby is a citizen of this country here, and I have to be here to take care of them. And it's a scam, and they've been using it. And the cost of medical care for all these illegals popping out these babies, I mean, that's being picked up by the taxpayer. That's way more than Trump wants for his wall.
Yep, there you go. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what's happened. Well, Michael, the whole thing is what you said. They're trying to change the demographic of the United States, and that's the whole modus operandi, to change the demographic of the nation at all costs. That's what they're so far left now. It's insane. These people are tweaked. It's terrible. Terrible. But we'll see what happens with Trump. I think, Michael, on Tuesday night, he gives a speech. I think on Wednesday, when you wake up in the morning, he's going to declare emergency, and he's going to build that wall. He's going to get the military to build the wall Wednesday. Remember I told you Wednesday afternoon he's probably going to have a speech, build the wall. And you know what? Now that the Democrats, I would have given him DACA. I wouldn't give him CACA. I would have given him nothing. No DACA, no CACA, nothing. Deport them all. You're here illegally. You broke the law. The law's on the books, and we're going to take the same laws that Mexico has on their immigration when it comes in immigrating to Mexico. Try to go in Mexico and immigrate. See what happens to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to sneak into Mexico.
Yeah, you can't just walk across the border and get free stuff. You walk across the border without the permission of the Mexican government, you go to jail.
A gulag. It's a gulag, Michael. They don't give you a real nice jails in Mexico, I can tell you that. I remember Greta Van Susteren went down there when that young guy had the guns or something. That guy was treated like garbage. I don't know if you remember that story. The American was arrested, and she went down there to Van Susteren and helped him get the young man get out of jail. Remember that case?
I remember that case, yeah. No, yeah. It's, Mexican jails are not pleasant. But, you know, jails and prisons aren't supposed to be pleasant. You're in them because you did something that society does not agree with here. But, again, if you want to be totally fair, the United States should have the same border control and the same immigration laws as Mexico does. You go down to that southern border of Mexico and you look at that fence they have, that is really serious fence building. And by the way, if Trump gets the military to build that border wall, the military has enough money. They can build it all the way from San Diego to the Rio Grande. And that's what has to happen. They can't just build
totally
it in sections. Because the human smugglers will just, they'll just drive further and drive around to where the wall isn't there. And again, I want to go back to this law that was passed that funded 700 miles of border wall, of which only 33 miles was built. And I want to know, where did that money go and who was responsible for saying we're going to stop here at 33 miles?
Good point. Great point, Michael. And, Michael, one more thing. Can you imagine if you go to Mexico and get arrested, you have to drink their water and eat their food? How would you be in prison after you drank their water and ate their food in Mexico?
Well, it all depends on where you are.
You may wish you were dead.
Well, I've been to Mexico a few times, and I didn't have a problem either with the water or the food. In fact, I thought the food was really good. I like good Mexican food.
Well, maybe not. Maybe, yeah, but not in the prisons, I don't think so.
No, I imagine. Well, I've never been in a Mexican prison, so I really wouldn't know here.
I haven't either, but I'm just saying.
The resort kind of experience here. Okay?
I understand. Yes, sir. I understand.
All right.
They have a great culture in a lot of ways, but a lot of ways they don't. Thank you, Michael.
Well, it's their culture. And, the experience. Now, I will admit, you know, going to and from Las Hadas, going through the middle of Guadalajara, that looked very rough. But the other experiences were very, very positive. Anyway, so we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The phone lines are empty. All righty. More and more bits of that new report on the F-35 are being leaked out. And you want to talk about a piece of junk. This latest leak is basically confirming what we reported yesterday, that the planes were designed for an 8,000 flight hour lifespan. In other words, it could stay in the air for 8,000 hours, not counting, you know, runway time, refueling time, and so forth, but 8,000 hours, which when you consider what the cost of an F-35 is, that's a lot of money per hour. But unfortunately, they're saying, based on the planes they've got now, they'll be lucky to get to 2,100 hours. And worse than that, there is so much problems with maintenance and downtime. The F-35s are not hitting the target value of 60%. In other words, this plane, 60% of them are supposed to be available for actual mission operations. Not 100%, just 60%, just over half of them. And they didn't hit that. And worse, apparently the accuracy of its guns is unacceptable. And I've heard about the problems with the guns. Apparently the guns, the recoil is so powerful, it's actually distorting the frame of the aircraft. And by the way, the final software for the guns still isn't ready. It's not going to be ready till later this year. And to try and deal with some of these problems, they've actually put what's called a G-pod, a gun pod, on the centerline belly of the F-35, adding more weight, making it less maneuverable, less fast, because the internal cannon has got all these problems. It looks really cool, but it can be out-dog-fought by 1970s vintage aircraft. The F-35 can be brought down by an F-15 or an F-16 if it gets into a dogfight. It's over-reliant on its high-tech, which is not working out very well. And it's a criticism I've had of some of the Navy's newer ships, where they don't bother with armor anymore the way the old battle wagons used to have here. It's a lot of aluminum, a lot of thin skin, and they rely on the active defensive systems, which if they don't work, makes the ship very vulnerable. And I remember the story from a few years ago about how one of the Aegis-class ships was experimenting with a drone, and the pilot of the drone made a mistake and crashed it into the housing over the spy radar. And it crashed right through the housing and took out a $30 million computer. Anyway, so story coming out of the American Mirror, and this gets back to what I was saying with that caller about Nancy Pelosi. And they're saying, what's wrong with her? And they're saying, Pelosi spoke to reporters for about 21 minutes, but there were all these strange moments. She botched words, suffered face spasms and brain freezes while she attacked President Trump's proposed border wall and his leadership during the recent partial government shutdown. And, of course, she's still out there saying there will be no money for the wall. There will be no money for the wall, which, as Tom was pointing out, she's an accessory to the drug traffic that's coming across the border. Now, Speaker Pelosi also avoided any questions on Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's comments about the abortion law they're pushing in Virginia, which is kind of a mirror of the one that just got passed in New York. So Northam is advocating for late-term and post-birth abortion. And Pelosi refused to comment on what is turning out to be very controversial sentiments. There's been a lot of outrage about this. Now, Governor Northam himself used to be a doctor. And he endorsed this bill in the Virginia legislature introduced by Delegate Kathy Tran that would effectively allow late-term abortions for any reason, even once the mother is in labor. And Northam and Tran have both tried to retroactively clarify their statements and take them back. But they're both on video saying what they were saying. Now, there is one person who's pulled back, Don Adams, who basically co-sponsored this bill. And she's now gone public saying she just didn't read it. She signed on to it and didn't really read it and understand it. So she's apologized to her constituents. And yeah, come on, guys, that's your job. Read the bills before you sign on to them, okay? That's what you're supposed to do. And again, Governor Northam, in that video interview that he did at the radio station, he actually came out and he said they'll keep the babies comfortable before organ harvesting. So that's what's in there. Are they going to encourage mothers to be factories for spare parts now? It's absolutely sick. And as you know, for me, I'm kind of on the fence about abortion. I understand there are circumstances, rape, incest, severe birth abnormalities, where abortion is needed and justified. I do draw the line at abortion as a convenient form of retroactive birth control because the woman just didn't want to be seen as that kind of woman and wasn't using birth control. I have a real problem with that. I have a real problem with women who want an abortion who don't get one right away. How can a woman even think of going 9 months of pregnancy and then at the last second say, I changed my mind? That is utterly, utterly ridiculous. And another issue that I have with the current abortion laws is that the husbands are completely left out. The husbands have got nothing to say about it. And I think that if a man and a woman get married and the man says he wants to have a family and the woman says, yes, I agree, we're going to have a family, that the man should have some input. If the woman gets pregnant and she says, I'm going to have an abortion. Anyway. Alrighty. Okay, this is from Judicial Watch, and I misspoke earlier. It's 900,000 illegal immigrants nationwide voted in the midterms. And depending upon where they were put, that's enough to swing a lot of districts. And again, look what we saw in California. California, traditionally a red state, all of a sudden it got shifted blue because the illegal immigrants are being sent into districts that are just slightly red in order to shift them blue. And every single one of those illegal immigrant votes is a criminal action. And why is nobody doing anything about it? Why aren't the Republicans doing something about this? I mean, they're the ones who are getting cheated. Why isn't Trump doing something about this? We need a national voter ID law. It is not racist to demand an ID. You have to have an ID when you're driving a car. You have to have an ID when you're buying alcohol or tobacco. You have to have an ID for all kinds of stuff. Take out a library book. You have to have an ID. Why not have an ID for voting? Why in this one area is voter ID considered racist? We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, when I'm watching what's going on, like, with these abortion laws in New York and what they're trying to, and that Kathy Tran there is saying that the governor of Virginia is trying to pass in Virginia, and when I look at the Gestapo-like, it was the Gestapo-like raid there in Roger Stone there by the American SS called they're known as the FBI. I start wondering, did we really win World War II, or did the Nazis really win? Because, okay, maybe we don't have tall, maybe all blonde-haired men are not in charge like the Nazis envisioned and all that. But their spirit seems to have survived and taken us over. I mean, you know, I've been watching this. This show on I got Apple TV now. I've been watching this show called Man in the High Castle. I'm fascinated by that. You know, have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, basically, it's about if God forbid the Germans and the Japanese had won World War II and occupied the United States. But for all intents and purposes, I'm getting the feeling that's exactly what's happening in spirit, if not in name. Like I said again. Okay, we don't have a bunch of blonde hair. Well, you didn't really in Germany either. Most of the top Nazis, didn't look anywhere near what they said they were.
Aryan ideal, the Atlanteans.
Yeah, but in reality, okay, we don't have all blonde-haired men taking over the country and all that and pushing some kind of their own racial agenda. But we do have in spirit. It just seems to me, when you look at the kind of police state that's forming here, and again, these kind of abortion laws, I mean, to actually kill a full-term baby and think it's all right and talk in such, you know, almost, you know, methodical terms. Like I heard that woman talking, and I heard this clown of a governor there in Virginia talking, and, you know, a dirty rat like Cuomo there in New York. I mean, it's, you know, a governor. It just seems to me the Nazis won. Okay?
Well, you remember Operation Paperclip? At the end of World War II, it wasn't just scientists they brought over here. They brought over, you know, propagandists. They basically, the United States policy at the end of World War II was that, you know, the Nazis, even though they lost the war, they'd had some really good ideas, and the U.S. set about copying them.
You got a point there. As a matter of fact, there's something about that now on this Project Bluebird. Blue Book I'm watching now on a History Channel, you know?
Yes.
Project Paperclip brought over. You're right. You definitely got a point there. I mean, you know, experimenting on people is another thing they've been doing. You know, look at some of the so-called experiments they've done, like the Tuskegee experiment where they injected bunch of black men with the syphilis virus.
Syphilis, and and the scandal for that one is they kept the experiment going even after a cure for syphilis was found. And, you know, just let these guys, you know, suffer. And the U.S. government has a very long and dark record of allowing human experimentation. And it's actually written into the law that the U.S. government can conduct mass human experiments on the general population without informing them and without consent.
Well, almost again, like the spirit of Herr Doctor there. What's his name? Mengele? His spirit also survived, you know? I mean, it's crazy. I just don't know where we're going. I really don't. I'm, you know, I love this country, but I'm telling you, I really hate more and more the people that are in charge of it. And I hate the corporate structure. And I hate a lot of this stuff. I just hate where we're going, Mike. I don't know what can be done to reverse it. Maybe you have better ideas.
We're going to have to let it crash. We're going to have to let it fall down, go boom.
And what's going to happen then? You got such madmen in charge now, I'm afraid they might commit mass suicide and just start firing missiles all over the place, nuclear missiles.
Didn't happen when the Soviet Union collapsed. You know, I mean, we have to look back at the formation of the Russian republics, or we can look back at the Romanian Revolution, and they got through that. You know, we got through our revolution more or less intact. We're just going to have to make sure that the people who messed up this country are no longer allowed to be in it, and we get some people to form a new government who are really representative of the American people, working people, people who know how to make things, manufacture things, and get, you know, and just stay away from this permanent ruling class of hereditary politicians and ultra wealthy.
But, you know, the problem with that, Mike, is I'm not sure if, at least certainly at the end of the Soviet Union, whether they had the kind of madmen that in charge of them that we've got in charge of us. On top of that, you talk about Israel's, right? I understand they've got a plan. It's called Operation Masada or something like that, where they'll blow up the world. They'll start firing off.
That's the Samson option. Okay, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to chime in. And what drives me nuts about the immigration issue is that it's a bipartisan screw job. Because you got to remember, the Small Business Administration corporations find it favorable to have these guys come in because it drives down wages. And who are the, you know, they support, obviously, the Republican Party. So, you know, it just, every time I hear that, you know, it's just the Democrats. It drives me mad because they both, what it is that the Democrats played a bad guy. They played the good guy. But I hate to tell you, it's both parties.
Well, again, you know, this is what we get for not enforcing Title VIII, because everybody who hires an illegal immigrant is committing a crime.
But who's enforcing these laws? Nobody.
That's the problem. You know? That's the problem.
And again, I'm not trying to, you know, knock Republicans or whatever, but it just drives me mad that it is truly a bipartisan effort. And they both get benefit from both. You know, each party gets benefits from this, you know. And, it drives me bad every time I hear it.
Well, you know, this gets back to the issue of why didn't Trump get his border wall, you know, before the midterms when he had both houses of Congress under his control?
Correct. So could it be the Small Business Administration and the corporations put the screws to him and said, listen, back off, brother. You know, this is this is going to affect our...
Well, there are a lot of players. I'm sure that people who employ illegal immigrants, are one part of wanting to keep the open borders. We know the globalists and the New World Order people are another aspect of keeping the borders open. And again, for the Democrats, they've made it very, very clear. They're dependent on illegal immigrant voters to hang on to power.
Correct. And, just on a lighter note, I heard... You guys are talking about Nancy Pelosi. I heard Joan Rivers said if she has one more facelift, she's going to have a goatee.
But, yes.
And another thing, I don't know if you have time, but I just wanted to maybe throw this out to you. What drives me nuts, too, is when I, you know, peruse the general public or Johnny Sixpack, I always hear this line like, it doesn't affect me. You know, when I talk about, you know, why... corporations or, you know, for example, why insurance companies are buying radar detectors to see if people have insurance, you know. And, you know, I got nothing to hide. And, you know, I always use the Ben Franklin, you know, anybody who sacrifices liberty for security deserves neither. But it doesn't,
yes.
it doesn't seem to work on Johnny Sixpack. It works like when I talk to my local sheriff. It works if I talk to a fellow patriot, whatever. But I was always, you know, very curious if someone could come up with a two-line rebut to that that would appeal to the general population. And I just, you know, I know you're very quick-witted. You're very quick.
Well, I think one reply would be that you can ignore politics, but politics will not ignore you.
Again, I think that's just, it's too heavy, you know. I'm trying to think of something that would grab them, you know, and maybe put this out to your audience. Maybe they have something, you know, when they, you know, in their travels as well. And, you know, a quote, something that's not, you know, like, you know, some people look at me like Ben Franklin. Was that some old fart from, you know, whenever, you know, they don't get that, you know what I mean? But just somehow
that's a failure of our educational system. If you don't know who Ben Franklin is and all the things that he accomplished, I mean, really.
I know. But, you know, like I said, I just had this conversation at the, you know, motor vehicle department that I went to, and I threw that one out, and they were just like, look at me like I had six heads. You know, it's sad, but yeah, maybe I'll come up with my own. I don't know, but... just like to throw it out there, if someone has a good way to tell someone who's, you know, say not, you know, someone who's historically illiterate or doesn't care, you know what I mean? Just throw that out there. And I know you're, like I said, you're a wordsmith. You're very quick-witted. I really, really enjoy your humor.
Well, thank you.
That's usually, you know, a gift from the Irish, you know. The Irish are very, very quick-witted.
Well, I haven't done the 23andMe DNA test yet, and I'm probably not going to do it. But as far as I know, I don't have any Irish in my background. You know,
in any Irish bar, you would be accepted.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe on the English side of the family, because I consider myself French, English, you know, Sephardic with a little bit of Chinese and Huron in there. That's my awareness of my family tree. Claire's the Irish,
right?
Claire is the Irish in the family.
Well, again, I truly enjoy your show, and maybe someone come up with a two liner that I can, you know, have as a rebuttal to, you know, it doesn't affect me. You know, like, it drives me nuts when I hear that.
Yeah, well, that's what the Germans were saying in 1944.
Exactly. But you say that, again, if you're dealing with someone who's historically illiterate, You know, actually, that was probably, that was more 1939, 1938. but someone who's historically, how do you convey this? I don't know.
It's breaking through to people who don't want to face up to what's going on here. Anyway, Jim, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, Philip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Before you went to break, I mean, after you came back from break with Mark, you asked a question about the problems with the voting system here. And because I listened to what really happened with Mike Rivero, I can answer that question. It's because there's a agreement that they have between the Republicans and the Democrats that they have to both consent to any investigation into the voting irregularities and problems. You remember that?
I remember that, but that's expired. That expired last year. That was the consent decree, and it was actually imposed only on the Republicans. And it was the result of a lawsuit from many, many years ago, and was one of the most absurd pieces of legal mumbo-jumbo ever, because it basically gave the Democrats a license to steal elections, and the Republicans could not complain. But that expired this last year. I'd like to see them complaining. I'd like to see somebody complaining about the irregularities in the elections besides Tom Fitton. But it's like, and again, it's a bipartisan problem. Everybody's standing around there trying to keep the illusion going that we have fair and honest elections in this country. And we don't. We absolutely do not.
Well, damn, I missed that broadcast then. Because that was an asinine rule to begin with. Why would anybody consent to something like that?
It was. It absolutely was.
I got a question.
All right.
For you,
well, Philip. Yeah, Philip. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call.
Okay.
We're going to let you go.
Right.
We're going to get on back to the news here. And going into 2020, Trump right now has a huge fundraising lead over the Democrats. Of course, there's a wide field of Democrats. I'm sure they're dividing up the campaign donations among them. But apparently, Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign has raised over $21 million just in the last 3 months of last year. So Trump has a huge head start over his Democratic challengers and presumably any Republican challengers that may show up during the primary, although the RNC has already given its endorsement to Donald Trump, saying he will be the candidate. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. But apparently, Trump's campaign coffers right now total $129 million. It's a record amount for a sitting president at this point in the presidential election. Will this kind of money be sufficient to propel Trump into a second term? I don't know. Because, again, I think a lot of people are seeing Trump as a major disappointment. And I think he's going to have an uphill fight. Now, right now, the Democrats have not found a credible, if you will, challenger. And it's a wide, wide field, so we don't know what the shakeout's going to be. The bad news, of course, is that Hillary's not ruling out stepping back in as well. And I'm sure the vote fraud will be twice as bad as it was back in 2016. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Right now, 63 of America's largest 75 cities are completely broke. They're in debt. They're overspending. They can't pay their bills. And the total amount of unfunded debt among them is nearly $330 billion. Most of the debt is due to unfunded retiree benefits, such as pension and health care costs. That means that those who are depending on that money may not see any of it. And again, the reason the pensions are defunded goes all the way back to 2008 and the mortgage-backed security fraud, where the banks came up with these mortgage bundles They were rated AAA by the rating agencies on Wall Street, which made it legal for pension funds to buy them. Then the whole fraud fell apart. The pensions got defunded. And that's why they're in trouble. Wall Street greed here. Russia and China are continuing to dump U.S. treasuries. And apparently the latest U.S. Treasury Department data shows that foreign investors slashed their holdings of American debt in November by $105 billion from a year earlier, down to $6.2 trillion. Now, China, which is the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt, slashed its holding for a sixth straight month in November. Beijing had $1.12 trillion in U.S. treasuries, down from $1.13 trillion in October. Now, I wonder where all this debt is going. Who's buying the debt? Right now, the United States does not look like a sure thing to me. It doesn't look like a good investment. It may be that the Federal Reserve is just creating money out of thin air and buying these treasury bonds back, which means this private central bank is going to wind up basically holding the pink slip on the government here. The European Union is now accusing eight banks of rigging the European government bond markets. And, I mean, first we had the LIBOR rigging cartel, then the foreign exchange rate manipulation cartel, and now the European regulators have moved on to prosecuting anti-competitive practices in euro-denominated sovereign bond markets. And apparently, antitrust regulators have charged Deutsche Bank, Credit Agricole, and Credit Suisse of being part of a bond trading cartel. And regulators are bringing a separate case against eight unidentified European banks alleging they conspired to rig euro-denominated sovereign bond sales. Jesse James was right. The bankers are the real outlaws. Anyway, another story. This one's coming out of Investment Research Dynamics. And Investment Research Dynamics here. And the article's titled, appropriately enough, "There Are Lies, Damned Lies, Statistics, and the Employment Report." And it's another article basically pointing on out that we are being lied to about the jobs numbers, about the unemployment. And we have known that, reported on that for many, many years. There are millions of Americans who have not been able to find work for extended periods of time. They're simply not counted anymore. And in this article, they're saying basically the Government Bureau of Lies and Statistics served up an employment report purporting 312,000 new jobs in December, while ignoring massive seasonal retail layoffs in the latter half of the month. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics count those jobs when hired in October, but forgets to remove them when they're dismissed at the end of the holiday shopping season. And it was a horrible shopping season. Surging December payrolls were a reporting fraud, a canard, no more than massive prior period revisions. So you're being lied to again. You're being lied to. All right, getting on to immigration and the refugee situation. This is a real problem. Article out of National Review. Adult illegal immigrants are posing as children to enroll in high school. Now, these are adult illegal immigrants. They're posing as unaccompanied alien children. They're being allowed across the border, and they're enrolling at public high schools. Now, this article is specifically talking about a high school in Lynn, Massachusetts, as reported by National Review Online. And apparently, some of these people have gray hair and claiming they're 17 years old. They have no documentation. And Jamie Cerulli, the Lynn mayor's chief of staff, said, "If my children went to the public schools, I'd be very uncomfortable with all of these unaccompanied minors that are placed in the ninth grade." Now, admission of all foreign students, illegal immigrants, refugees, and foreign nationals has increased by more than 500 students in this one high school since 2011. Last school year, nearly 250 students arrived from Guatemala, including 126 enrolled in the ninth grade. Now, you, the American taxpayer, are paying for all of this. And school resources are being stretched. The teachers, because they're spending time with these illegal immigrants, have less time to spend with the legal children who are supposed to be here. And this is another way where this out-of-control, open-border situation is harming our country. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in Great Britain, Nigel Farage is out there warning Britons are going to become even more angry with Brussels bureaucrats over their refusal to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement. And in an interview on Euronews, Farage described the arrogance, intransigence, no shift and no give from Brussels at all, which has certainly been very evident during the negotiation phase. And of course, they were dealing with Theresa May, whose agenda was to basically give them everything that they want. And so Jean-Claude Juncker has made it very clear there will be no renegotiation. So it looks right now that Britain is aiming at a hard Brexit. And the doom and gloomers are out there saying, oh, there's going to be mass starvation. There's going to be rioting in the streets. There's going to be panic. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And again, I want to remind everybody that Donald Trump, at least back when he was campaigning, said that when Britain actually exits the European Union, there will be an immediate trade agreement with the United States. So there's not going to be that much of a disruption in terms of goods getting into the stores over in Great Britain. But Farage is right. I think the British people are getting very angry over how long this process has taken. They're getting angry at Brussels' continuing demands for divorce payments and various other concessions. And I think they're also getting very angry with Theresa May and their own government over the fact that so much of their own government seems determined to undo Brexit. And we're hearing daily, again, calls for a second referendum. You know, we're going to keep holding elections until we get the result that we want. All righty. The European Union has set up a payment mechanism to secure trade with Iran and basically skirt U.S. sanctions after Washington pulled out of the P5+1 deal last May. And this proposal of a financial instrument has been a key element in the EU's strategy to keep Iran from quitting the P5+1 agreement, which was signed to prevent Tehran from building nuclear weapons in exchange for sanctions relief, which, by the way, never happened. Now, this new institution named INSTEX, Instrument in Support of Trade Exchanges, will allow trade between the EU and Iran without relying on direct financial transactions involving the U.S. dollar. It is a project of the governments of France, Germany, and Britain, and will receive the formal endorsement of all 28 EU members. Now, the Trump administration has been eyeing European efforts to establish the financial mechanism and warned any attempt to evade its maximum pressure campaign on Iran would be subject to stiff penalties. Oh, good. Let's go ahead and alienate Europe now. You know, we've ticked off everybody else on the planet. Let's alienate Europe. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.